Hey, everybody. This is In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie, and I'm Will, and Marie will be joining me again shortly as we'll be doing another podcast of a conversation already in progress. This is episode 277. We're happy that you're with us. We are just thankful that we get to do this. This is a blessing to be able to share God's word to whoever might be listening and at whatever time and whatever place you're in right now. So we're going to be talking about prayer again, talking to Jesus. This is part three. We just want to learn to get an ongoing dialogue with the Lord at all times. And so that's our purpose in these episodes, to try to find a way to create a filter that allows us to hear his voice and listen for him, listen to him through his word, through his Holy Spirit that's in us as believers. So I pray that this is a blessing to you. God bless you and enjoy the podcast. And feel free to reach out to us at inthewordpodcast@gmail.com. God bless you. So that's why I love that scripture. I will keep him in perfect peace.
Yes.
Whose mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusteth.
And, you know, I have to always repent because it's like, Lord, I'm thinking that I'm trusting you. But then this happens again. And then I'm like, do I really trust? Do I really trust him to the degree that I know I don't now. I don't trust.
Well, the mind is so.
Yeah.
The mind is so strong.
Yeah, it is.
So the mind is able to have a mind of its own, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah, so it always troubles us when it's always troublesome when our mind just kind of like goes,
yeah,
and sort of creates a scenario that we don't like or don't need, but I think that's, you know, that's part of the battle. You know, that's part of the battle. He talks about, you know, we're fighting against principalities,
and we talked about he that endureth unto the end. Remember, we talked about what are we enduring? Because, you know, at friendship, I would have thought, you know, we just live our family and do this and do that. And then when it's time out, the Lord just comes and takes us away. No real, you know, we never really delved into he that endureth.
Right.
What am I, because we'd be saying, well, what am I enduring? You know, why do I have to endure anything?
Right.
But, you know, it's there.
Well, we endure because that's what perseverance and that's what our walk.
I'm just saying we weren't expecting, you know, from what I understood, I wasn't looking at the fact that.
Well, remember, we had some members of our church way back that felt like, I thought getting saved was going to make all my problems and troubles go away. But Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And he goes on to say, be careful for nothing. You know, unfortunately,
this one says, be anxious for nothing.
You be anxious for nothing, right?
Yeah.
So the King James Version says, be careful. And that's, be anxious, I think, is a better, it's a clearer understanding,
right,
of what the Holy Spirit was saying through Paul when he wrote this.
Right.
You know, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. Everything. And so he gives you, this is kind of an antidote for, well, how do we not deal with or succumb to anxiety? Well, the way we avoid succumbing to anxiety is by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be known unto God. And here's the kicker in verse 7 of Philippians 4. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And then he goes on that finally, whatsoever things are true. And so if we meditate, you know, he says, he concludes verse 8 by saying, think on these things. Now, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of a good report, virtuous, praiseworthy, think on any of those things.
Yes.
Think on those things. And so that to me, you know, just that one passage in Philippians 4, just verses, really just verses 4 through verse 8, those five verses,
right,
actually is a formula and an antidote.
Yes, with what I'm
for depression, anxiety, fear, worry, stress,
You know, all of the above.
Yes.
So, yeah. That's something that to me brings comfort. Yeah, that brings comfort to me.
And guess what? I'm calm, right? It's gone.
You're calm. Just thinking about that, just knowing that. Yeah, yeah. It calms me too. Because I think we have to realize that there are things out of our control.
Right. Yes.
Thousands of things out of our control, not just one or two. You know, when you really think about it, we actually have very little control over events.
That's true.
And circumstances that happen in our life. We can't control our health.
That isn't planned out.
Right. We don't know who we're going to meet in a given day. We don't know what types of things are transpiring in the government and law enforcement and the healthcare industry and the education, the work industry. We don't know all the thousands of wheels that are in motion at any given time, in any given place that could impact our lives, you know, way over here in Northeast Ohio.
Right.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
So we have to trust God. Right. He's the only one that actually can see the full picture, the total picture. He can see the big picture. We only can see these little snapshots
right.
of the moment that we're in right now. But God sees the past, the present, and the future.
Sure. We just have to remember that and dwell on that and not dwell on the other things that aren't.
Well, right, because the enemy tries to make the issue that's in front of us the biggest issue in the world. He tries to make it all consuming. Yeah. Everything is about this and only this exists. When it's just such a tiny part of God's scheme of things.
Yeah.
You know, God, you know, just think God has billions of things that he's addressing simultaneously every day, all day, 24/7, 365, never ending.
Right. Yeah.
Our problem could not be the end of the world, although the enemy tries to make us feel
that. Like that. Yeah, I agree. No, I agree.
So God is good.
Yes.
That concludes our podcast of episode 277. We were in one of our remote sessions, and I just thought this would be a good time to grab the recording at the time, and that's why it wasn't in our studio, but we're glad that we were able to capture that. I think some important concepts and important biblical principles were shared, and I pray that they were a blessing to you. I pray that you are moved by the word of God and you'll be like the Bereans in Acts 17:11, that you will receive the word eagerly and most importantly go home and read it, study it, check it, make sure these things are so, and apply it to your life so that it'll be transformative. The Lord is so good. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.